Welcome to the FPMT podcast that brings to you the essence of Lama Zopa Rinpoche's teachings. Please note that in these teachings, Rinpoche is addressing students already familiar with Lam Rim topics and the tradition of Lama Tsongkhapa. In this week's episode, we listen to a teaching that Lama Zopa Rinpoche gave on September the 8th, 2019, at Amitabha Buddhist Center, Singapore. It is impossible to escape problems while suffering in samsara, but we can utilize any disturbing experiences in the path to enlightenment. Rinpoche explains how we can take on any suffering and use it to destroy our ego and self-cherishing thoughts. This makes it possible to achieve enlightenment and then bring other sentient beings to enlightenment as well. When we practice Lojong or thought transformation, we need problems, even horrible ones like cancer. When we experience suffering, including when we are dying, we can think over and over again, by my experiencing this, may all sentient beings be free from sickness, spirit harm, negative karma and defilements, and may they all achieve enlightenment. As His Holiness the Dalai Lama often says, dying with bodhicitta is the best way to die. Rinpoche quotes several masters to illustrate how to think and how to practice when we are experiencing suffering.
Jemi pamba kre 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 la poche tsu da tsin do le kan ji san de ye che ba de dun dun da su a da wa chin ji lo da le ne ba go le na ma tre o so important remember this don't forget this remember this anybody who think guru is buddha buddha abides in front of that person all the time buddha abides in front of that person all the time. You got to know that. Buddha always bless you. Always bless you. Buddha liberated from all the vices, all the mistakes. All the mistakes. Buddha liberated you from all the mistakes. So all the mistakes, all the shortcomings, samsara, all the mistakes, the mind liberated you from that. Up, 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 up. Oh, Jimmy Pamba said, oh, this very important meditation, very important, write down in a diary book. Oh, so important. For those who are practicing Guru devotion, what are the benefits? You get this benefit every day, all the time, every hour. You understand? Oh, all like that, you see, incredible. So it's an enlightenment, as you do. More than enlightenment, kuga, all of that. When we see guru, especially when we see guru, you don't think guru, but then good to remember this. Essence of all Buddha, every single Buddha. Guru is the essence of every single Buddha. As it mentioned by Papanga in the calling Guru from far, the first stanza, essence of all Buddha. That, you have to have that. Remember when you think guru, you have to think that. Essence of all Buddha. That's how it starts.
Otherwise, if you don't do that, then heaviness comes, the anger comes, the attachment comes, like that. You understand?
If you don't think of Buddha, the essence, if you don't think of Buddha. If you don't think of Buddha, then you look at the ordinary dream. Or then, all the negative mind comes, destroy your enlightenment. You destroy your nirvana, then you destroy your great nirvana enlightenment. You destroy all your happiness from now on after enlightenment. You understand? So essence of all Buddha. Then second, very important thing. Second. So I was telling somebody when he's on his calves. All the Buddha's carving. That's the holy action. All the Buddha. The carving was sneezing, whatever. That is the holy action of all the Buddha. So even what appear positive action, everything, that's the old Buddha, okay, now next thing, that action,
입이 sneezing, 감은 뭐야? 그래서 쓰고 오르는 좋았을 때 anger or so everything is Buddha call action. Second, don't forget. That's most important. Look at everything collection. 대표적 다음은 진짜 레고토에 당황다. Whatever is done is pure appearance, seeing positive. So whatever is done, that second, whatever is done, for the Buddha's foundation. Even aspect of eternal life, killing human being, animal, insects, ten non-virtues, whatever is done. First essence of Buddha. Okay, now, all the action, whatever is done, all the Buddha's foundation, everything's ten non-virtues, whatever it is. All the Buddha's foundation. So important. So important. For example, somebody wrote a book about a Western person. So they couldn't produce that. I wrote my own thing about Teche. So I sent extra thing in English. They're going to put not all, but just some thought from that. But then I was emphasizing. Essence, all Buddha, they know all the actions. Buddha's whole action. So therefore, Sananda Lama or all the other Lama, whoever has to not practice. And the Pabanga, the Jitsyang, the Son, all the others who showed aspect, gave initiation or tell the people to practice. Okay, so both of them, you realize they're all the Buddha who says don't practice. Then these are all the Lamas who gave initiation or the practice. Both of all the Buddha. And both of their action is all the Buddha's holy action. All the Buddha's holy action. Both all the Buddha's holy action. So this way you have no problem. Because of following the guru who said don't practice, then the guru who gave initiation, who embraced the practice, Buddha, then Buddha. You have no problem. Then you don't destroy your root of the path to enlightenment. You don't destroy. So both are Buddha, so all the Buddha, both actions, all the Buddha's holy action. Then you put down this one who don't practice, put down this one, then this one who invited to practice, oh Buddha! So they can destroy. Because you have connection with this before, so you receive initiation, teaching, living, receiving, and whatever short or long, no, by God Guru. You have connection before. So another one, put down this one, another one, put out, and then you take the other side, or you destroy the root of heart to enlightenment, root of heart to enlightenment, the correct form of the trend, root of heart to trend, your enlightenment, the correct form of the or then you destroy. But put it down. This one, this gurus, whether you have a connection, then you have a connection with the room or initiation, like a Galatari initiation for instance as well. They put down, then this one put out. So, both are all the essence of Buddha. Of course, Lamrim, the guru's version, both are essence of Buddha. Like calling Guru Father, the first sentence. Oh, that doesn't relate to only to who says don't practice, or only who says practice. No. Both are sad. That's all the Buddha. Okay, both of their actions, so all the Buddha's action, holy action. Oh, so nothing to get angry, heresy, put him down, this one is up, or put him down, this one is up. No. So both are sad. But the same because the 20th century, we have a particular karma mistake from outside, you see. A particular negative karma mistakes from our side, 21st century. We have a particular negative karma, this Taje thing. It didn't happen before. Oh, there's a lot of questions among the many holy beings, many learned traditional practice. So, then, because you are negative karma, the Buddhas manifested according to your negative karma, your impure karma. According to your Imbru Karma, showing practicing Taiji and teaching others. Oh, your mistakes, your impure karma manifesting Guru, manifesting Guru's actions. So that's reality, same, both are same, reality, same, not practicing, same. Reality, both the whole actions, same, pure. Oh. So this is one example. There are many other examples. Impure actions, manifestly wrong actions. Guru doesn't have that, but it appears due to your bad nitkama. Oh, manifestly Guru's actions. The reality, like with the Dalama quotation I mentioned before, both are both of the actions are congruent with the holy action. So you don't find anything up and down. For one guru, give up that guru. Oh, give up this guru, that for that's not such a problem. So both of you, see? Oh, otherwise you destroy your enlightenment. Your happiness after enlightenment, you will destroy. Oh, many people like this. So many people put down this one, otherwise I want to put down this one up. Oh, this is destroy your root of the path to enlightenment. So now here what I'm saying. Look at both of the actions, positive action, both of Buddha's action. Okay, so that. But that second thing is so important, important, important. Even the Guru shows diarrhea or making pipi kaka in the road. Lama Adisha was the sure aspect of sickness, making pipi kaka on the bed, but don't remember. Cleaned without thought of dirty, cleaned with hands. Oh, served like this. Not this is dirty. No, not at all. So then you see one day, by doing that, then what eagle takes 18 days to fly. Those ants, insects, ants from Lamadesh's place, from there, Dumdumba can see 18 days for the eagle fly, it takes, he can read even the ants' minds. After that place, even the ants' insects' mind can see very clear. Oh, the clear ones, it's right. By serving Lama Adisha, nothing dirty, oh, they feel, no. Sincerely, with respect him, or the Buddha, oh, with that thought, you see. So, got this clear ones, but can read even the ants, their mind, which has the 18 days far. You understand? Ah. The Papanga, the Jinyingbo in Tibet, predict Jamyang, his name is Jamyang, monk who can't read Tibetan letters. But so, with the Papanga, the Jinyingbo in Tibet, so Papanga, the Jinyingbo one time predicted to him that you will be able to read Lama Chopa totally by yourself without anybody. Jamyang is one monk, so that's a Ponga in Tibet. So predicted to him, so this happened Baksa. One day he will read whole Lama Chopa, one day he's able to read from beginning to the end. He told the Lama Rundu. Lama Rundu was there serving Lama Ishi. Yes, he told Lama Rundu. Oh, that is it. Through serving the Pavanga, the Jinbo, great Guru gave him. Oh, then, you see, that's a benefit. Serve Guru. Oh, then, it's a benefit of purified obscuration. Then he's able to read. Oh, I don't know what was the scientist who said this. They might say some atoms. Maybe some atoms can read things. I'm not sure. Like that happened. Ah. So that shows you can take your mind. You can be free from samsara. You can achieve enlightenment. That shows what happened. Your Dhamma, what happened. You understand? So same thing for us. Oh. With that we should recognize all that you see. Okay, so that's second, okay? Second, okay? So important, so important, so important. In the essential nectar, it is mentioned that Lengen Tibyotita Matarin Sanje Maru Masun Dinjayam Tande Nawatinye Madoba Sebe Jembe Kucho Tonga Me. Until you are free from this evil karma, evil karmic obscuration. Until you are free from evil karmic obscuration, even all the Buddhas come in front of you. Except present appearance you have no fortune to see Supreme Holy Body
adorned with the holy sign and the exemplification. 32 holy signs, the 80 holy exemplification. So to see the aspect of Buddha. So until you are free from the coming obscuration, evil coming obscuration. So even all the Buddhas can in front of you, what you see is an ordinary being. Except the present appearance, means the ordinary appearance, having ignorance, anger, attachment, mistakes in the action. Appearance of ordinary being. You see just an ordinary being. Like Asanga saw Amitri Buddha in the dog before he general conversion that cut his flesh and give him a maggot. The Buddha is a Mitri Buddha, but he couldn't see Mitri Buddha. So he saw a wounded dog full of maggots. Oh, you see, you understand, you have to know that. Lengen Jiyo, the Major, Sanjay Major, Muslim, Dinjay, and they are now at the Madhava, Sanjay, the Buddha Tongue. You have an opportunity to see and the holy body and drawn the holy sign that was unconscious. I said the ordinary aspect. No! There are numberless deities, thousand Buddhas, 800 Buddhas, that were Buddha. Fortunately, even they have Buddha. Then the deities, Buddha. So somebody said, you can't see any of the deities. They are numberless, you can't see any. That aspect. Can't see, so cannot teach you directly. All transformation can't see any. No commentary, no way. Then no initiation, no tantric commentary, instruction. You can't receive any vow. Padma Sahib, Udhisabha, Tantric vow, Isma Ripcha, can't do anything because you can't see the aspect. Nothing. But now this ordinary aspects, Guru, the ordinary aspects, manifest the ordinary aspects. Yes. You can learn alphabet, you can learn commentaries, you can get room as much as you want. Then, tantra initiation, you can get vow, padimaja vow, bodhisattva vow, tantra vow, vow. You can take again and again. And you can take initiation, not just one, many, as much as you want, initiation, you see? And then, tantric commentaries, instructions, so much, this is the manifest ordinary aspect, having attachment, anger, you know, show mistakes in the action. With this you can see. Manifested according to impure karma. Manifested ordinary aspect according to your karma. You can see, so you can see all this as much as you want. So fortunate. There are numberless deities. Can't say even one. Can't say all this at all. Oh, this ordinary aspect. Won't you are in your karma? Oh, then you can see. Sure, delusion, have a mistake, nature. Oh, then you can see. Then through practice, then brings you to enlightenment, free from samsara, brings you to enlightenment. So without this guru, the show ordinary practice to you, even one day, even one hour, even minute, second, order to free you from samsara. And brings you to enlightenment. Can you imagine? Frees you from samsara, brings you to enlightenment. So, without this, the guru manifesting the ordinary aspect, having delusion, showing mistakes in action, going to impure karma. So, without this, your life is totally lost. Like baby left in the hot desert. You see like that. There's no helper, no guide. Hot desert. Or in the forest, where there's tigers and bears, or so many animals who attack. No guide. All like that. Your life is like that. So, how precious the kindness. One day, even an hour, a minute, a second. And more precious than the whole sky filled with the not just gold, Vishkran jaw. Whole sky filled with Vishkran jaw. So much more precious than this. Even your own dharma that doesn't free you from Lord, doesn't free you from samsara, doesn't free you from nirvana, that doesn't make you to achieve enlightenment, that doesn't cause you numberless in them and free from samsara, it doesn't. But the guru showing the ordinary fight, showing delusion, showing mysticism, all of that, that frees you from Lord and frees you from samsara, frees you from none, frees you from enlightenment. And then that makes you to free numberless in them from the ocean. Brings in mind all the stars, all, even our minute, second, even second, showing me this aspect, but it has, oh, there's what benefits it does to you, like that. Ah, the most kindness, kindness. Can you imagine? There's no other greater kindness than that. Even I can do a little bit elaborate, but the essence, you know, there. Oh, this is one who frees me from samsara. Or at the end, you see, this is one who frees me from samsara. Oh, always remember the guru that you see, that you remember. At the end, you see, frees me from oceans of suffering, which I suffered from beginners at the birth. Beginless rebirth. Now this frees me from. Oh, that's conclusion.
This podcast was brought to you by the FPMT, the Foundation for the Preservation of the Mahayana Tradition. Find out more about our organization at www.fpmt.org.